And welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, December 15th, 2020. Today in the news, America has finally authorized a COVID-19 vaccine for the general public. But that doesn't guarantee a quick end to the pandemic, reports Vox. Priority groups, healthcare workers, and people in nursing homes are now starting to get the vaccine. And if things go right, most of the country could be vaccinated by the end of the summer. However, experts caution that the country still faces two major challenges. Number one, the U.S. has to manufacture and distribute over 300 million doses of the vaccine. And secondly, people need to be persuaded to take the vaccine. From stocks to bonds to alternatives, investors can choose from a wide variety of investment types. The choices can be overwhelming, reports Visual Capitalist. The top performing asset so far in 2020 is gold, with a return of 21.9%, more than four times that of the second place U.S. bonds. On the other hand, real estate investment trusts have been the worst performing assets thanks to COVID-19. There's no one asset class to rule them all, but a mix of asset classes may be your best chance at success. Well, the Fed's fake science is destroying the economy, reports Bill Bonner at Rogue Economics. Why does anyone think that giving out fake money to offset a real downturn is a good idea? If the economy needs a reset, a recession to reprice assets, to clean out bad investments and bad businesses, why stop it? Economics is no real science. It's mostly quackery mixed with flimflam. But its practitioners nevertheless have PhDs. The foundational science of today's money system, monetarism, was a terrible mistake, he writes. It failed to appreciate the importance of the traditional gold standard. It thought that it could do better with the Federal Reserve standard. And lastly, in 1965, there were 129 million people over age 65 in the world. Today, there are nearly 750 million, and this figure is expected to reach 2.5 billion by 2100, writes Chip Conley at Modern Elder Academy. He highlights an important new essay, The Future of Aging for Policymakers, by Andrew Scott, co-author of The 100-Year Life. Chip says, I'm suggesting that employers start thinking about how they will seek out smart, motivated 75-year-olds who still got it. I'm suggesting that the future of housing will be very different from the recent past, with multi-generational households proliferating. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.